T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes. I'm spending more this Christmas because I have a lot of things that I want to give to people that have done a lot for me. So I'm spending more this year.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:46. Now three big things.
Three.
Congress avoids government shutdown at least until January 19th.
Two.
Veteran sportscaster Dick Enberg dead at 82.
One.
Millions of Americans traveling over the Christmas weekend. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And if you are traveling, well, we've got decent gasoline prices here in the Wichita area this morning. $2.15 a gallon this morning. We've got $2.15 kind of an average here in Wichita. Got a call very early this morning from traffic tracker Leroy. He spotted a better price. I-135 and K-15, or sorry, I-135 up in Park City. We saw gasoline at 2:13 there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Becoming partly cloudy today with a high of 36 degrees. Partly cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low 20. Saturday sunny and cool. Tomorrow's high 39. Now cloudy, 26 degrees. North wind at 14 miles per hour. The wind chill is 14. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. In 2017, hurricane season hit with a vengeance. Fox's Jeff Manasso reports.
2017 in review.
Hurricanes packed a 1-2-3 punch in 2017. Harvey slammed ashore in South Texas in August, causing widespread flooding to Metro Houston, taking dozens of lives and inflicting almost $200 billion in damage.
My camper is on its side. I'm basically homeless.
Later that month, it was Hurricane Irma and her giant eyewall that hit the Caribbean before slamming into South Florida.
It felt like a 150-mile-hour wind.
I knew it was going to be intense, but this is pretty crazy.
Causing widespread damage and flooding, 126 deaths, $66 billion in damage. Hurricane Maria hit weeks later in Dominica before devastating Puerto Rico.
You would hear this whistle. It's very scary. It was very scary.
It's the scariest thing in the world. I thought we were going to die when the eye turned.
We don't have communication.
Hundreds lost their lives that storm, triggering a major humanitarian crisis that continues today.
The U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico are still in need of funding to recover from the storm. 7:48, Steve and Ted. Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street Thursday, erasing modest losses from a day earlier. Energy stocks and banks accounted for most of the gains. Retailers also rose. Technology stocks lagged the most. The Dow rose 55 points. The S&P rose 5 points. And the NASDAQ gained 4 points. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted, the big book of lists. That's right, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with us live this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. I have to clear my throat because I had one of those really good
great cookies. Yeah, bet.
From St. Shelley. Well, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, which, of course, is on the streets today. Merry Christmas, the Wichita Business Journal's new book of lists, publishes today. There is no weekly edition this week. We aren't producing a paper. That's to make room for the new book of lists. It's a compilation of all the top 25 lists the WBJ has published over the past year, for example. You can see which Wichita area construction company is the largest in terms of projects done, which Wichita area car dealership sold the most vehicles, and the salaries of area public officials. That's a popular one. The book of lists, free to subscribers, $59 for those who do not subscribe. If you subscribe now to the Wichita Business Journal, you get the 2017 book of lists and the 2018 book of lists when it comes out in a year. The book also available online at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. This week's guest on the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast, Jennifer McDonald. She's creating Wichita's first urban winery called Jenny Dawn Cellars. Grew up in Nebraska, got to Wichita about 10 years ago, earned a master's in agribusiness to help realize her dream. The winery is expected to open in the Union Station downtown in about a year. The podcast available at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. So thank you for letting me do this live here.
Yeah.
Didn't plan
live
on this.
Live radio is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen, Bill, you publish those lists.
Yep.
I like them. They're fascinating. Of course, at one time, somewhere in my closet, I had the baseball encyclopedia.
Oh, yeah.
You ever had one of those?
I had one many, many years ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All the information you need to know right there.
Page after page of statistics.
The book of lists from the Wichita Business Journal is sort of like that.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Probably people... No, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say they take it where they like to read leisurely.
Well, you know, you can check that out just about anywhere you want to go.
Okay. The book of lists. Have you ever noticed those book of lists when they do the public officials, which, you know, taxpayer-funded.
Right, I bet, yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of not very private, but I've noticed that they always make about 7-8 times what we do in a year. Have you ever
At
noticed
least.
That? Why is that, I wonder?
That's why we put that out, so people have an understanding about how much those people, for example, at USD 259 or some of the surrounding school districts.
Yeah, just make billions and billions of dollars. All right, today is Forefathers Day. I like to bring, you know, this is observed in Plymouth, Massachusetts, a commemoration of the landing of the Pilgrim Fathers in Plymouth, Massachusetts on this day.
Well, what more timely day to do that than 3 days before Christmas?
That's
1620,
right.
They landed.
About a month too late observing this.
I don't know. That's not really the Forefathers. That would be the Pilgrims, right? Pilgrims landed. Those people had those buckles on their shoes. And
right, the big hats.
Big hats. They had to, and remember, they always showed those guns they had to, that were had this big round thing on the end.
Like bell bottoms.
Like a bell bottom gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They called them blunderbusts, I think.
Is that what it was? A musket?
Yeah. Anyway.
You're getting all your images here from Warner Brothers cartoons, but that's all right.
Bugs Bunny.
Good part of my young life, getting everything I knew from Warner Brothers
there you go.
Cartoons. Okay. By the way, what were we doing? We're talking about movies. I didn't ask you really, Bill, a while ago. Do you have a favorite movie from the Christmas movie?
It really wasn't part of our tradition, but we watched, you know, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Story, the one you're talking about from 1951.
Did you want Alistair Sim? And there's several good ones on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then we got into Christmas Story.
Yeah.
You're going to put your eye out, kid.
Yeah.
You know,
Did you have a BB gun when you were a kid?
I did. And what's funny is it disappeared one day. My mom didn't care for me having a BB gun, and so it disappeared into the basement rafters somewhere. And I found it years later.
Yeah.
Is that along with my slingshot, yeah.
Well, of course, with my three brothers.
More of his Dennis the Menace childhood.
Yeah, really. I can see that sticking out of his back pocket.
Yeah.
My childhood with my three brothers, we got one BB gun.
To share.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
And by about the third day of January, it was down to a barrel without any, no lever.
The stock was broken.
The stock was broken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Growing up with
three boys.
There was four boys total, but growing up in a house like that, nothing I had ever lasted very long.
No.
So I didn't have any personal possessions. And then I came along and I got married, and it's even worse.
Did you guys share toys and stuff?
Yeah, Ted has a big family.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, we started out with three boys to begin with. Yeah, so there was a lot of that going on.
Right.
The football.
And there was there was destruction.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You get something, you open the present on Christmas morning, and by Christmas afternoon it was...
It's toast.
Either thrown to the side for something else or, an arm ripped off of
there
Major
was one,
Matt
There was
Mason,
one time I got a very shiny new truck.
Really?
And apparently I went through several scenarios with that truck, going off the edge of a cliff, an earthquake.
Yeah.
There were several disasters that befell. And by the end of Christmas
that
Day, that truck
fire.
Was crumpled.
Yep.
And,
involving fireworks that were left over from 4th of July.
It was always amazing. It was great educational toys.
Right.
Teaching us how to think and be creative in destruction.
That's
I had
right.
my Irwin Allen childhood right there.
Yeah.
A series of disasters.
Everything
had to
was destruction. All right, thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bill, thanks for being with us. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News. No shutdown. Federal government still running. We've got the story. That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.